This is for you to be the game changer. This is for you to be the leader. Now, we ask you not to shrink. We ask you not to leave the programming. We ask you not to switch the channel, because some of you are nervous by this protocol. Some of you are resisting this impulse already and deciding, perhaps I should tune in on a later date when the program is more gentler, when it is more to my liking. And we ask you to trust that if you have arrived at this sequence, if you have arrived at this recording, then it is because you are ready to have ears and you are ready to hear. And so that is what we bring forth at this time, is your entitlement. Each of you are entitled to a new, each of you are entitled to a new promotion. Each of you are entitled to a new reality. Each of you are entitled to resources beyond your present capacity or awareness to receive. Now, in truth, this has already occurred. In truth, you are being given, delivered marching orders for a time sequence that is already within your energetic reach. It is for you, therefore, dear ones of the light, to allow it. You see, as you resist, we must wait. It is like a bus that has not been given clearance to drive forth. And that is what we are asking you to do, to bring forth the busloads of your arrival, to bring forth the busloads of your abundance, to bring forth the busloads of your inheritance. Now, some of you are still clinging to old paradigms. Some of you are still clinging to old wishes. Some of you are still clinging to old inheritance and rights. Some of you are still looking at that which has unfolded not to your liking and being dumbfounded, being lost, crying over the spilt milk. And we say, this is hardly a problem. This is hardly a nuisance for one that is receiving from a higher reality, from a higher dimension, from a higher authority, you see? Because as you trust the resources that you are, we will control Stephen. I'm teasing Stephen. So funny. So let me bring our programming back. So as, one moment please. We will catch our channeler up. One moment please. Indeed, as you receive the delightful offerings that are unfolding before you, you will realize that it is our dear pleasure to serve. Now, when we say, when we refer to ourselves, you must understand we are referring to the Christ Council. We are referring to your oversouls. We are referring to greater aspects of your own divine wisdom, your own divine self. Imagine that some of you, parts of you, have squeezed through for this dimensional reality, and you have been attending to an egoic paradigm stream. And as such, you have been missing the good life. You have been missing all that you have required through centuries, through harvesting travels, through many incarnations here as well as abroad. Now, as an eternal soul, you have the goods, you have it going on, and it is your right to unfold as such. And that is what we are promising to you. As you acquire your higher awareness, as you require your higher stream, as you acquire your higher senses of truth, in fact, the goods in the store door is wide open. Now, when we speak of resources, we must request your patience, because some of you are looking for the wads of dollar bills, and this is not always how the story unfolds. In other words, as you are keeping with the Christ consciousness, you must understand that truly there is no separation. So if your resource comes in a free house, title and deed include, or the car with the title enclosed, is it no problem if you never receive the actual paper money? Understand? In other words, a promise is a promise. As you are willing to relieve yourself of past consciousness, as you are willing to let the door swing wide open, in fact, we have cause to bring forth blessings. We, united with your own truth, you see? That is what you are claiming. You are claiming your true selves. You are claiming your true capacities. You are claiming the atonement. We ask you, therefore, to, at this time, to relieve yourself of past consciousness. We are coming to each of you, and we are placing a seal of remembrance upon your crown chakra. We ask you to receive this in the name of the All. We ask you to receive this in the name of your divine appointment. You see, each of you are onlookers or forecasters for the new evolvement, for the new atonement, for the new lifestyle, shall we say. In other words, how is it that you will be able to guide others if you do not have the needed resources yourself? So we ask you, therefore, to be quite plentiful, to be quite bountiful in your harvesting, to expect the miracles when they are not perhaps present in the linear fashion, to expect the story to unfold in miraculous ways. You are being given the keys to the kingdom as you will accept them, as you will arrive at your golden performance. Now, we have mentioned the resources in terms of linear structures, but perhaps the resources are a change in focus, a change in consciousness, and a change in locality in terms of your holy awareness. Understand? As you receive these golden marching orders, in fact, your story unfolds. Your story becomes quite delightful, you see, because you are no longer playing the old game. Christ has risen. You are aware of your true self. You are aware of your divine appointment. And from these higher echelons, in fact, all unfolds quite easily for your highest good. As you will claim it, as you will receive it, as you see it fit. Now, we cannot say for certain, but we are claiming the right to this awareness earlier rather than later. Now, we are using structure. We are defining this coursework in linear terminology because in truth, in fact, as you will promote yourself, as you will receive, you will discover, dear ones, that ascension has already occurred. So you may say it is a nightmare that you are waking up from. You are taking the first steps, moving in and out of the cabin, dreaming of lack and separation, and waking up to your true inheritance. There must be the energy of receivership. There must be the devotional aspect of truth. As you devote yourself to your truth, we are able to come forth and bless. You see, we are your partners in crime, as they say. As you make the offering, as you make the claim, we can match these energies, and we do so quite liberally. You may say we give you an extra heaping dose when no one is looking. We jest, but you get the point. As you make the offering, as you are willing to maintain that faith, as you are willing to broadcast the energies of love. Now, some of you are questionable, some of you are concerned, some of you are puzzled. What if I am not always maintaining the energies of love? What if I am witnessing myself in fear, in anger, in strife? We ask you, dear ones, to surf the web with a chuckle. In other words, as you bring awareness of these afflictive emotions, of these egoic tendencies, in fact, it will be a breeze that will be heaven sent. In other words, you can assume that you are being regulated. You can assume that you are receiving your higher impulse. Avoid nothing. When the energies arise, have the observation, have the awareness. Because you see, dear ones, you are traveling to a locale, a place of discernment. As you have awareness of these emotions, as you have awareness of the karmic imprints that come to pass, they will no longer have a hold upon oneself. Understand? That is where we are going. As you learn to swim with the dolphins, as you learn to be one with the angelic community, as you learn to accept the energies, the offerings of the Elohim, it will be an easy dance to the stars. We ask you, therefore, in earnest, to claim your victory now, to claim your holy awareness of truth, to accept the offerings of the light. And so we call your attention to your third eye region, and we ask you to accept the offerings of attainment. We ask you to accept the energies that will relieve the blocked impressions of long ago. We serve the masters on earth, you see, and we name you as such. We ask you, therefore, to go with at peace, with peace with your own holy selves. You see, peace cannot be offered to the world if it is not within. We ask you, therefore, to travel early to this new approach, to receive these offerings with gladness and with strength. And so we bring you now to the sacred chamber of your higher heart. We ask you to seal your fate by accepting the sacred seal that we place gently on this region. We ask you, therefore, to go it not alone, but together as one body of Christ. We ask you to receive this offering now in the name of all those that have forgotten who they are, who their true divine essence is. We ask you to receive this on behalf of all the multiple lifetimes that you have endured. We ask you to receive this on lifetimes soon to come. You see, all is occurring in the now, as you will receive this on behalf of your total self. Your total self has access and benefit. You must understand these are the days that you have been waiting for. You are soon to learn your grandness. You are soon to learn your capability. Come travel with us to the friendly skies. Open up to your truth. Invite your heart to receive these good measures. And so it is. So there is opportunity for several of you, I'm going to say, where, oh my gosh, you ever see like that Facebook, oh gosh, what does it say? It's sort of like, you know, at that moment you're going to give up. If you stay there just one more second, then that's your victory. Something like that. I just totally butchered it. But anyway, that's what I want to say about that. There are a couple of us. I wish I had the names, but I don't. But anyway, so I'm just going to share this public service announcement for everyone because it's good advice. So when you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in ego land again, don't give up so early. Don't give up so early, because what they're sharing is that we're much, much closer. So if you always remember that the veil is thinning, it's getting so super thin that we're really not miles away anymore. You can kind of reach out and touch that new paradigm, that new focus, that new offering. And so when you feel that frustration, when you feel like, oh, you know, so much for this day, they ask you to close your eyes and simply be willing to invite spirit in. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to use spirit, use Jesus, use whatever divine self, but to invite spirit in, because again, we're holding the cards. In other words, we've got the cards in our hand, we're the ones in the physicality, and so we have the free will. So we all understand how this works. No one can override free will. So as we use all, and that's what they're saying. They're literally just waiting for us to open the door. The second we remember to invite spirit, guide, angels, whatever you want to say, and really hold that intention, you invite those higher energies, you invite that higher attunement, you invite that master consciousness to serve you. And everybody channels, no exception. We all do it in different ways. It's as simple as that. But everyone has access to the all. There is no separation. If you can remember that, there literally is no separation. You are never separate from anything. And so as you use your free will to invite that support, it will be received. So the key is to remember to open the door and make that invitation. There are a couple of you that are going to be really quite surprised. in terms of how easy it is to shift the energies to a new approach, where normally it's like, oh, it's a free-for-all and you're just going down the wrong track there. And not that there's wrong, it's like a linear term, but you're taking the long way home. Maybe I'll say it that way. And so as you remember to do this, you're just gonna say, oh my gosh, you know, I really can shift here rather than waiting to get all the way down a mile later to then make that shift. And just to make it easier, I mean, eventually you will get there either way, but to just shorten the time span of suffering. That's what I'm going to say to that. Okay, so we're going to see how we can be of help and blessings. And we'll start with Mitzi. So wait a minute, we can get her back to work, but I have another message. I'm in class at 12:30. I could just do...
Can you see me?
I can see you. Well? Yes, I can. Where are you?
Okay, and here I am. Okay.
There, now I can see you.
Can you give me a message for my highest good, please?
Mm-hmm. And say your first name.
Mitzi.
It's time to take the shackles off. And what they mean by that is to not let circumstances determine your path. To not be, you know, well, this person did this, so therefore I'm stuck, or therefore I'm now limited, or therefore whatever. And say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
To really give yourself the free pass in terms of recognizing that everything's in store for you as you would claim it, as you would offer it to yourself, as you would believe in it, and to not feel tethered to like false prophecies of others, to others' claims. In other words, to not be as, oh my gosh, Mitzi, say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
To not be, I'll say it this way, to be a self-determining agent. To be a self-determining agent. In other words, this is really a game of consciousness, and what occurs in the linear has nothing at all to do necessarily with what you're able to create from within. I mean, it's like they're singing me that song, Can't Touch This, if you remember that song from years ago. So it's like no one can touch your consciousness. And so as you understand the empowerment of that statement, you have the right for flight. And so what they're helping you to do, and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Thank you. What they're helping you to do is to choose that higher branch, to choose that higher awareness, to choose what you came here to master, because you're here to really bring forth that master consciousness in to your incarnation, you know. So it's like your divine self really slides right into to the bodysuit, to the mind body, and that is your destiny as you will see it to be. So don't be confused regarding linear dream makers or outside influences in terms of your capability for attainment. So the bottom line is, if I could sum that up and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Is keep growing, keep focusing on your own awarenesses and your own spiritual growth and development, and you will be quite delighted with the results. And they're saying they will be heaven sent. They will be heaven sent.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Okay, Stephen.
All right, here I am.
Hey, how can we help you?
Well, I mean, I guess a message and, yeah, there's a lot of good things going on, but it's a lot on my plate now. It's like the load got heavier, but... I mean, the rewards are greater too, so I'll just take a message, and then I guess my question, I'll pre-ask it, is I got to get this kid a job, so any advice on kid at getting him a job. He's made it to the finish line a few times. And we still got some more interviews, but okay. He needs to go to work.
Okay. My mom, hey. It sounds like someone else has an idea for you in the background.
Well, I got, my plate one, I got a dog at it. And my kid has kind of rejected his dog. And so now I'm, and his mother's very involved with the boyfriend. And like, you know, I'm in the animal care now with this guy. And he, I mean, he's a great dog. But I mean, maybe I'll show you when he comes.
Okay.
Here's Wolfie.
Let's see Wolfie. I do see him. Oh my God, he's precious.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Hi, Wolfie. The other day in the meetup group, when I finished the beginning offering, I opened my eyes and there's a gentleman sitting right across from me with a dog sitting on his lap, and that dog was just looking at me. And I gave my first dog reading. How about that? All right, so getting back to...
Well, I asked God for a companion, but this wasn't my idea.
That wasn't your plan. Dogs make the best companions in my book. But anyway, let's get down to how we can be of assistance. We get what we want. We get what we need, not what we want, right? All right, sweetheart, let me tune in and see what we can do for you today. I'm going to first of all go back to Miss Mitzi's message because it's so appropriate for you at this time. You are being taught how to literally walk with spirit and how to always keep good company. What I mean by that is as you continue going back to source, going whatever challenge comes up, it's like your job is to always stay with source. You're going to find life getting much sweeter. Sweeter is what I'm going to say. And the reason is because you're operating from two different levels. And they're saying that you have the, it's like, when we're given a card for a hotel room and, it's like you've got the card to really travel from your higher awarenesses and to really work from that place of joy, that place of alchemy. So remember, when I say this, trust me, we're all kind of learning how to do the same thing. But nevertheless, you really have reason to be very proud of your spiritual attainment and worth. And the energy in my crown chakra right now is so intense. And this is your energy. This is your energy I'm feeling. So it's for you really to sign out from the linear focus and to really move into, I literally see your house being lifted up. You know how they have the etheric cities or whatever, above the clouds, and I literally see that's what's happening to your house. And it's like, I get it. They're just lifting your house up above the clouds to show you where you've graduated to as you will receive it. So it's almost like you're there and then you kind of step out of there and come downstairs for some reason. And they're like, they're kind of waving. They're out there waving at you, like trying to get your attention. Like, come back. So it's just a friendly reminder that as you choose to move back to your beautiful connection with source, you will find many resources. So they're saying, how do you like that for a play on words? So that's the first thing they want to say. One moment, please. Let me see what else I can tell you. And say your first name one more time.
Stephen.
And say it one more time.
Stephen.
And Stephen, say it one more time, honey.
Stephen.
Thank you. I'm I'm going to come back to you, and I'm not sure why. They're kind of talking amongst themselves. I have no idea really why. So hold on a second. We will come back.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Miss Kim. How can we help you?
Say that again. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How can we help you today?
So glad I'm here. I'm going through more of the same as the other day, mm-hmm. but it's a little more intense. I'm having a little bit of a hard time, but your opening was very good, and I'm going to re-listen to it because it felt like they were talking to me. I know they're talking to everybody. We're all going through some of the same stuff. I know that I'm, living my truth and doing all, the things that I need to do to upgrade myself. And it feels like I'm being punished for it, persecuted, because I got your cat Bogey living in my house. The cat with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of those eyes in the last 24 hours. And I'm trying to cat's way, I guess, because I guess sharing my truth with Bogey, the cat who's angry and wants to lash out, he's wanting to make a bigger mess, because my daughter called him on some things, I called him on some things, just for ourselves, so we don't go back into denial, we say it like we see it, threatening her, threatening me, gonna take this away, I'm gonna leave, I've heard this for 20 something years, and I know it's the old, the old talk, that he thinks he can get me, but I'm a different person. So I'm hearing the old tapes played and the things that used to work on me, and now we're working on her. And when I haven't had sleep, it's hard. I wasn't able to sleep, haven't been able to eat much. Mm-hmm. And so that weakens me. And I said, I can't get weak. I can't allow myself to get weak. I've got to keep myself strong. Mm-hmm. And the best thing I did was get out of the way and get online with you. That's the best I could do with myself today. Mm-hmm. I was at his office today to deal with an issue, and I got out of there just in time to sign on here. So anything that the masters want to tell me, how to keep myself well through all this.
Okay, sweetheart. One moment, honey. All right, my friend, and say your first name.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
So this is about you staying with your honest self. It's really exactly what you said. In other words, what you're learning how to do is to stay with your truth and to not, and there's resistance to it. There's, in the past, you're overcoming, this is the challenge, you're overcoming the tendency to kind of smooth things over, just pacify, make peace or make it easy. But it's an important soul lesson where you're learning how to define self. In other words, to hear your own divine soul and to honor that. And so this is a lesson that is due you. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
As you redefine yourself and your strength, what you're noticing, so you understand, it's sort of like you're checking yourself out in terms of your strength. And that's what's been missing for a while in terms of when you would, your self-identity was a little weak in terms of you understanding your power. So at this time, you're coming to a place of, it's so funny, you're like, I think that message was for me, of true empowerment in terms of realizing, hey, I'm stronger than I thought I was. And once you realize that, once you honor that, it's really game over, because you chose to incarnate with this suffering or this experience, because in truth, it's pulling out in you what needed to be healed. So on the one hand, you may be seeing this as your husband, but in truth, if you can remember that you're really dreaming your husband, there is no husband. It's really an aspect of your own consciousness that you came here to learn and master. And so as you delight yourself in realizing that you have the tools, you have the coursework, you have the capability of triumphing, you no longer need that lesson, so that he has opportunity to shift in essence, because you no longer, like your energy is no longer driving the program. It's like check, completed, I've checked this. With that, you, and say your name one more time, honey.
Yeah.
You then have choice, but the choice is gonna look drastically different, because you're making that choice out of a new energy and a new vibration. And it's sort of like what you said earlier with, gosh, what did you say? It's like it's not working anymore because I'm not the same person. And that's the whole deal. That's the whole deal. I honestly don't know where it will go in terms of, will he select the growth because now you no longer need that for your lesson, or if it's like complete because he still wants to roll with it and you know you're pressing forward. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
Gosh. They're showing me the Joker, and the Joker is almost like the wild card, you know, and it's kind of like it could go either way here. But the important point is in terms of what you came here to learn as a soul. Somehow this is an energy or a lesson that really doesn't have to do with him. I mean, in other words, it was something that you were working out in this incarnation, and he kind of took the script and say, oh, I'll play that role for you. I can definitely do that. And so you've been working with this in order to claim your oh my gosh, you're a spiritual master. I'm looking at you in this other incarnation where you're a male, and you kind of remind me of like a rabbi, if you're not actually a rabbi, but you're not just like an everyday rabbi. You're really very, very aware. Almost like the Essenes or something, where you're really just to have this amazing, beautiful grasp of spiritual awareness. And so somehow you gave up your powers, is what I want to say. You gave up your almost like drive. You know, you kind of like, It's like a will thing. You kind of got like, you just sort of like lost your bearings. I don't know how else to say that. And so in this incarnation, that's what this is all about. It's like everything's gonna be coming against you. I mean, and you're just calling it in one after another, because it's really helping you clear out what needed clearing, so you can go back to being that spiritual master that you are. And you're doing it. You're doing it, just to let you know. I mean, it's like the waves are really, really strong, but you're doing it. You really are doing it.
Here. I came from a family that was very similar situation in my family before I even met my husband. From the time I was born, yeah. I was always like, I felt like I was the wise one in the house, the only one with a conscience. And there was a lot of perpetrators type people, you know? Yeah. A lot of takers, a lot of users, you know? My own parents, I divorced them over 20 years ago. My whole family, I have an addict sister, you know? Yeah. A brother who's like Donald Trump.
You're, you.
Well, mm-hmm. This is like the last of them, my husband, basically.
Yeah, and say your name one more time.
Kim.
You nail it. You nail it. I don't know final outcome, but I do know that you're going home with the winning prize. That's all I know. Like you, and the prize being that you passed your lesson.
Yeah, I had plenty.
Yeah, and say your name one more time.
Kim.
As you pass your lesson, it really does shift everything, and because you no longer need that character. So I feel like an offering's being made to him in that regard as you claim that. But they're saying steady as you go, steady as you go. This is like if you can remember, it's self-orchestrated because you needed to triumph in this area.
Yes.
All right, sending so much love.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Okay, you're welcome. Hi, Lena, how can we help you?
Hi,
how can we help you, sweetheart?
I would like some advice on how to help. I have two nephews that are having some issues. One's a 14-year-old boy, Christopher, whose Tourette's is getting worse. And he's angry and he's upset and he's a freshman in high school. And I don't know if there's anything that my guides can tell me that will help his situation. And then I have a 19-year-old nephew who is having addiction issues. And he's angry and upset.
Are they brothers or no?
My two brothers, it's their sons.
Their sons, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's separate them out. Okay. One moment, please. You are just such an amazing soul. You really are. You are such an amazing, like, I'm just tuning into to your benevolence and your love. You're not gonna like to hear this, but and I'm not saying to do this, but if they had the benefit of time with you and your energy, you would be amazed at the miracles that you would see occur with these guys.
Okay.
So I hate to say this, but environment's got something to do with what's up here. With the first one, for certain. It has some little bit to do with, oh gosh, every really one of those channelings where they talk about, you know, look at, I hate to say this, don't tell the parents this, but, you know, look at the symptoms of the child. And it's sort of like family therapy where the kid's holding the symptoms, but the problem really is the energy of the, you know, environment kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's energy that is affecting him. But that's not going to change. So let's see what we can do about this. One moment, please. And say the first boy's name again.
The younger one?
Yeah.
Christopher.
And say it one more time.
Christopher.
It would be really helpful if he could express himself. So if you could befriend him and just take, I guess you can't take a 14-year-old out for ice cream, but maybe pizza. And if he can express himself where he could really be heard, that would be very helpful. I feel like, and say his name one more time.
Christopher.
I feel like he has a lot to say if someone would just listen.
He's had temper issues. So I don't know if it's as much as he doesn't get a chance to express it, as he doesn't know how to express it healthfully.
Well, that's just it. It's like he could really use a buddy. He could really use a friend that is really there for him, is really, he's a cool kid. He's a really cool kid. I feel confident that this all can, and say his name one more time.
Christopher.
I feel confident that this can work itself out, but that's just it. It needs to work itself out, because otherwise he's just sitting there with this energy that's just bubbling, you know, waiting for, I don't want to say disaster to hit, as if something bad's going to happen, but it's just not, it's not going to just go away. It's not going to go away. It needs to be resolved. And I feel like if he could really feel heard, then it can start working itself out. I feel like he's just so friggin' frustrated. I mean, really, he's just so friggin', he can punch a wall. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he punches a wall.
Yeah, because he's had temper tantrum issues.
Yeah, because he's just fed up, is what it is. Yeah. I don't know what he's fed up with, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't blame him. What he's fed up with, he actually has justification for. But it's like nothing's changing, so he's just got to deal with it. And he's like, you know, that kind of like.
I was suggesting to my sister-in-law, the mother, for her to go get hypnotherapy, to maybe tune into, because I think her energy, she's bringing in some lineage from her father, some anger. So it's almost like the buck stops here at this point, because now this kid's bubbling up.
Yeah. And say his name one more time.
Christopher.
You know, my friend, love heals. Love heals. And you happen to be a healer. you really have that Mother Mary energy just flowing through you. I feel like if there was like a sane person in the middle of all this that could really be his friend and really hear him, where he just felt like someone gives a crap, you know what I mean? That could help. That, and say his name one more time.
Christopher.
Pray for him to find resources. I feel like he needs some kind of creative outlet. If he could have something that could help free his energy, that would really, really be helpful. Like my son was going through some difficult times. And my son's so funny. He started playwriting, of all things. And but the reason is so interesting, and now it's going to be his career, of course, because he had all these like emotions, and he said when he would write the plays, it was like he would write about the emotions, and it was like his therapy would like release it from him. Christopher could really do to have a positive outlet. And say his name one more time.
Christopher.
He needs a mode of expression. He needs a way to, it's almost like Eminem. You know, he was so fed up with his life, and look what he did with that energy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Great. Uh-huh. And your prayers, because your prayers are so very powerful. Okay, so we have one more boy, I just realized. Let us not forget about him.
Please.
So one moment, please.
Yeah.
Christopher's a cool kid. I mean, really, when this gets all fizzled out, there's some really cool stuff waiting to be revealed. And it's just not, it's just not getting attention. That's what I feel like, if you can get a creative expression, because I feel like something's sitting there waiting to be discovered, but it's not getting attention because he's so busy with this other stuff. There's something really cool sitting there waiting to be revealed. Okay, so let's go to the second boy and say his name.
Carl.
Carl's a little different. Carl kind of thinks he knows it all. Christopher's much more workable, believe it or not. It may look like a mess right now, but it's much more workable than you realize. Carl. Okay, let's see how we can help Carl. One moment, please. And say his name one more time.
Carl.
And say it one more time.
Carl.
Pray for him to hear his own inner guidance. Pray for him to really hear his angels, guides, support team. I don't know the condition, if he needs an intervention or what's going on, but he's going to be a heavy one to come directly at him, because he's just going to throw it off. So I would really pray to try to work behind the scenes. So really pray for him that what he needs to know is revealed to him in a way that he can receive it. That'll really work. In addition to, depending on how severe it gets, he may need other support.
Yeah, he's in rehab now.
He is. Yeah, I had a feeling it was kind of getting that bad.
Adderall addiction.
He's got Adderall. And say his name one more time.
Carl.
You can work with him. You can work with him energetically. Cover him with white light.
Okay.
Cover him with pink energy for that love. And then do prayer work for him to receive spiritual messages. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to work the back way with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm not really camera ready.
That's so. You do not need to be camera ready. It's totally fine.
I think you can see my lovely headshot, but I'm here.
Okay.
I got
your email.
The last couple weeks have been full of some crazy, well, last like month, crazy synchronicities. There's a lot of stuff opening up,
mm-hmm.
flowing, and about a little over a week ago, I'm in this other program to do with the Akashic Records and mm-hmm. learning to read my records.
Awesome.
So I had a huge release of worry, lack, scarcity, deprivation, these patterns that have been with me for, I think, several lifetimes. So all of a sudden, you know, the money started flowing, and I met a guy. I started recently decided to start dating again after a little over a year, taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him on a dating app, but when we met in person, we realized, and there was no way to know this ahead of time, that one of his best friends is my former next-door neighbor.
Can you see the card I pulled? Do you have a camera to see my picture?
Yeah, I see you. I'm laughing.
That's what I pulled. Okay, keep going.
Well, you know, we started to realize some synchronicities, and that's when I perked up and I'm like, okay, universe, I'm listening. And there's a really strong attraction. I'm seeing him again tonight for the second time.
Yeah.
And it's like perfect on paper, to the point where I don't know what to do with myself. So I'm wondering, is it a test? Is this the next person on my path, or is it something more? You know, just any guidance or insight?
Well, this is what I want to say to you. I have got energy through my entire body. You have stepped up. Whatever you're doing, maybe it's Akashic Record. I kind of feel like it's Akashic Record plus. You've been doing your homework. You really have. They really want you to take a bow, because you can be flipping through that Akashic Record stuff, but they're promising you that there are many others taking that same class that did not receive the bounty full harvest that you did. So they really want you to alert you to your power. That's the reason they're telling you this. This is the card I'm pulling for you in regards to this, which is fertility. And this is like the energy that you're now pulling in. This is like a new period, a new cycle. So my suspicion is yes, 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 yes. And what I mean by that is I literally, oh my God, I could hug you. We all really want to stand in line and hug you one at a time, because you're just glowing. The numbers are showing me 777, and you get that. It's like you don't get luckier than that. So this is energy that you're working with, that you're pulling in. So yes, it would make perfect sense to me that you're calling in sweethearts and abundance at the workplace and so on and so forth, because you really are realizing what you're entitled to. And you're releasing yourself from prison. I think it's like I'm saying what you just said to me about how you're releasing all this stuff. But they really want you to understand your own empowerment. In other words, the work, I don't want to say work, but the efforts that you have made are attributed to the successful flow that you're allowing and permitting into your experience at this point. And say your name one more time.
Karen.
I feel like it's just you're not done. You're not done in terms of how much you have liberated yourself. Like I literally see you like walking out of prison. Like I saw you in a dungeon and here you are walking out. So it's just going to get juicier and juicier and juicier, really. And say your name one more time.
Karen.
You have some more spiritual gifts also that are due you, that they're saying have been calling your name for quite some time. So as you relieve, how do I say this? Karen, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Karen.
As you suppose anything is possible, like I've got my, this is visual day, so I've got my little dream big.
I love it.
So as you suppose anything is possible, you are really going to be quite delighted with what is occurring. I just see major shifts, major changes, like literally 777, like all across the board. Opportunity beckons, like who doesn't want your spread? So this is about, again, they really want you to understand that you have called this forth. You have called forth the grace. Because the more that you recognize that, what they're going to be helping you do is like every time you get into any kind of sticky situation, any problem, you're really learning how to climb the mountain early, like they were talking about in the beginning, in terms of step by step by step, to keep honoring the spiritual flow. To be like, no matter what comes up in front of you, you stay focused on that higher vision of truth. This is really about climbing the spiritual mountain, and you are doing just like a fantastic job, like literally A plus. A plus. You still there?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it feels like that because I went through this distinct period, and I have been stepping up a lot of spiritual practices since the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And every single one, there's this major shift or release of something after.
Yeah.
March, it was like releasing self-judgment. And then April, it was self-compassion and self-love.
Yep.
I can feel the difference. It's so palpable now. Mm-hmm. I literally feel like I don't think I've ever been able to feel.
Exactly. Okay, this is your last card. Take the lead. There you are, claiming it all.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for joining us. Pleasure to see you, sweetheart. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, you too.
All right, Avril. There she is. Hi, sweetheart. Hello. How can we help you?
I was going to ask. I know you don't do medical readings or anything, but I thought I'd just ask. I've had stomach problems for quite a few years now. I just wondered if they had any insight.
Okay,
whether it's
some
monkeys. Thinking that's causing it, or thank you.
So I'm not a healthcare practitioner. I cannot diagnose or treat a healthcare condition. I actually gave that disclaimer for a medical doctor once that asked me to tune into their medical, their physical issues. And when I gave that disclaimer, this person was just laughing hysterically. And she was just laughing. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. It just reminds me of that. All right, sweetheart, one moment. Let me see what I can tell you. Well, I see the energies that are not working for your best and highest good, I'll say that. Yeah, you know me. This is one area that they are struggling to get me comfortable with. Let me see what I can tell you. Hold on 1 second, sweetie. Well, you know what Louise Hay would say, to look at what it is that you cannot stomach if you have got stomach problems. So to take it from that approach. And say your first name.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
I honestly don't know what the condition is, but I do know that you can work with it energetically. For starters, in terms of whatever I said about Louise Hay, what I keep getting is like there's this oh gosh, what would you call it? Like a feeling in the pit of your stomach. That's actually what I'm receiving for you. What I said before, I was just saying, but not really tuning into you. When I tune into you, what I keep getting is like there's this foreboding, like this just this fear, this concern that's like sitting in the pit of your stomach.
Do you know what the fear is of at all?
Say your first name again.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
If I had to guess, I would say fear of punishment. All right, so let's reverse that out one moment. And say your name again, please.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
They're saying this all comes back to forgetting who you are. This all comes back to forgetting that you're literally like this angel on earth and are always like guided and they're saying like showered with love. Showered with love. I mean, you're not talking about like drip, drip, drip. A shower has an awful lot of water coming down if you think about it. And say your name one more time, honey.
Afril.
You've forgotten who you are. It's as simple as that. So I almost see you like in a dungeon or in a, like, almost like Cinderella, you know, who forgets that she has fairy godmothers, like she has friends in high places. So as you're most willing to travel back and accept your true self, your divine self, and be showered in love, be showered in love. So this kind of goes back to but I'll just say it this way. Like, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Maybe it was a daily message. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It matters about your connection to truth, your connection to source. So as you will permit, I just keep getting this. There's this shower of love that has your name on it that you just are doing without unnecessarily. So as you're willing to like adorn that, and I literally see them placing like this beautiful coat around you, like a gown, that's just like the finest of the fine, and is your spiritual hierarchy, your spiritual destiny. As you will refine your taste for the good life in terms of that receivership, as you're most willing to not even claim it, but to resist it, to open up to receive it. I'll say it that way, to open up and receive it. And say your name one more time.
Afril.
You actually are a healer. You have the ability to bring forth healing energies. And it's your divine right to do that. In order to do that, you have to be willing to receive the shower of love. In other words, you need to know that you're worthy of that love. And again, because of who you are, not because of
what
you
I
know
can do.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
I would also, there's a mantra you could say, but another way of doing it is just hold the intention to be guided to the right resources to support your healing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think we are back to Stephen. He's comfy now. All right. They had time to confer, so let's see what we can do for you now. One moment. And say your name again, please.
Stephen.
And say it one more time.
Stephen.
For some reason, my friend, I am just totally blocked today with you, and I'm not really quite sure why. Why? Stephen, say your name one more time.
Stephen.
I am going to have to get back with you. So I will either email you or we can just meet for like a little mini session privately. No additional charge. I don't know why, but...
That's all right.
Yeah, I just have to trust the process.
I think I can wait till next week.
Okay. All right. All right. I will...
The mini session, I'll take you up on the offer.
Okay. All right. So I think that, yep, I think we're covered. Indeed, we are signing out, but we jest. You see, we are always your captive audiences. We invite each of you to allow that truth to be. In other words, it is not for you to travel in these energies in these times alone. Allow yourself to have the wisdom of the divine counsel. Allow yourselves to be one with the light. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.